Welcome to the second episode of this series of podcasts about the upcoming book, The Law of ESG Derivatives, Risk, Uncertainty, and Sustainable Finance. In this episode, we will talk about the greenwashing risk. Before going into the particularities of greenwashing as a risk, we want to highlight the importance of sustainability-linked derivatives as recently new products that might help to deal with greenwashing. Since the first sustainability-linked derivative was executed back in August 2019, market participants have entered into a variety of SLDs, mainly in Europe, but more recently in Asia and in the US. SLDs create a sustainability-linked cash flow using key performance indicators that are designed to monitor compliance with environmental, social, and governance targets. Key performance indicators are therefore critical to the effectiveness and the integrity of a SLD to which they relate. Such key performance indicators need to be accurately defined in order to have legal certainty over how they operate and impact cash flows, and so they can be objectively verified. This will enhance the credibility of SLDs and the sustainability-linked market as a whole. Greenwashing is one of the most prominent risks on the area of sustainable finance. But what is greenwashing? Greenwashing is when misleading or unsubstantiated claims about environmental performance are made by businesses or investment funds about their products or activities. This is the definition adopted by the European Financial Forum back in 2020. They identified that a wide variety of practices that range from mislabeling to misrepresentation and mis-selling of financial products are the core of greenwashing. The implementation of robust regulation across jurisdictions and higher levels of standardization of ESG, overlays of sustainable linked derivatives, might help to support the credibility and integrity of ESG products as this market grows. Certain jurisdictions have taken steps to build trust in the market for sustainable investment products, which should help to combat concerns around greenwashing that are associated with the trading of these products. In the UK, the Financial Conduct Authority has identified supporting ESG initiatives as one of its cross-market priorities. One of the queries is, what can be done to reduce greenwashing concerns? ESG labels play an important role in the credibility of ESG products and should not be used too liberally or only for market purposes. For example, while conventional derivatives hedging the interest rates or FX elements of a green bond certainly help to manage risk, such derivatives do not embed ESG elements, so they are arguably not themselves an ESG product. Certain jurisdictions are taking steps to address issues of mislabeling. In the UK, the FCA has proposed a system consisting of, firstly, a standardized products classification and labeling. Second, consumer-facing disclosure providing standardized information on key sustainability characteristics and holding the provider accountable for its sustainability claims. And third, detailed disclosure that would provide more granular information than the consumer-facing disclosure. It will be important for the FCA to clearly define the scope of the labeling regime to ensure there is no ambiguity around its application in the market. Generally, product providers should ensure they are comfortable with the ESG credential of a product before applying any labels. ESG targets and key performance indicators are crucial to the effectiveness of a sustainable link derivative and should not be too weak or easy to meet. Weak targets and key performance indicators could lead to claims of greenwashing. Market participants can combat this risk by ensuring key performance indicators are material to the relevant entity's business, consistent with their overall ESG strategy, sufficiently ambitious, and not simply representing business as usual. Key performance indicators should be monitored accurately and with sufficient rigor. Ensuring key performance indicators can be objectively monitored enhances the credibility of sustainable link derivatives as a whole, as a market, and will lead to increased integrity in the market. If an ESG target is linked to an ESG rating granted by a third party, market participants should be aware of the risk that different third parties will apply ESG ratings in a different way due to the lack of standardization. Use of an independent verifier to check compliance with ESG targets, such as an auditor, environmental consultant, or expert, could help to mitigate this risk. The success of SLDs as tools to manage greenwashing risk depends heavily on certain key provisions. Careful drafting of key provisions in SLDs documentation enables market participants to achieve clarity and certainty, and also mitigates potential dispute risk in areas such as disclosure and verification of key performance indicators, events affecting the operation and monitoring of key performance indicators, and the impact of meeting or failing to meet the applicable ESG targets, including any pricing implication. ISDA's paper, Sustainability Linked Derivatives, KPI Guidelines, provides a comprehensive overview of key considerations when drafting KPIs. These considerations are outlined as, firstly, description of ESG targets, description of key performance indicators, potential fallbacks, disclosure and verification by counterparties, impact of meeting or failing to meet ESG targets, ESG-related unforeseen events, termination events, links to underlying ESG products, the importance of the clear categorization of the ESG derivative as a different product, and how to better manage, in this context, dispute resolution.